Hey, welcome back to the Mark Mosey Show. And to get us ready for a new season of racing, especially there at the Daytona International Speedway, we're going to be joined by a fine gentleman. He drives the number 38 Sitgard Ford for Front Row Motorsports. His name is John Hunter Nemechek. My man, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Are you excited for the new season of racing?
Yeah, I most definitely am. Being able to be in my first year in the Cup Series and run full-time for Front Row Motorsports is a dream come true. Being able to move up from the Truck Series to the Xfinity Series, now the Xfinity Series to the Cup Series, is definitely something special and a dream that I've wanted since a little kid. It's a dream come true, really. So I'm looking forward to getting the year kicked off here at Daytona and getting the 500 underway. First real race and with the new team under the full-time banner, being here at Daytona is pretty special.
What did you learn from the Xfinity Series, especially last year with your season?
Not to have expectations to go into a new year, to just kind of focus on the key components and do the best that you can with what you have and capitalize on the opportunities and optimize the opportunities that you have and just never give up. You have to keep pushing forward and work hard, and hard work pays off at some point.
Well, I know you got some great teammates there. We talked with Michael McDowell earlier today. He's a great veteran. What was some of the advice that he told you, especially moving up to the top series of racing?
Yeah, Michael and I have talked quite a bit through my three races last year with Front Row Motorsports, and now this year being able to work together here at Daytona and being able to kind of push each other to be better this year with just two teams and us being the only teammates. We want to make Front Row Motorsports and the organization better, so how can we do that as drivers, and how can we push each other to be better on and off the racetrack? So I'm looking forward to being teammates with Michael this year and kind of picking his brain from his experience and from the veteran side of him, and just being able to ask him questions and gain as much knowledge as I can.
How is the off season? Do we get a vacation? What happened, buddy?
Yeah, a lot of training this off season, but I was able to go to Aspen for about a week and a half and go enjoy snowboarding out there. And we got dumped on with snow quite a few days, so that was a lot of fun being able to be out there and powder and having a lot of fun. Other than that, it was really at home, not doing too much, and kind of being in the shop with the team and trying to know everybody's name and face, and just trying to push hard for this year. You only get a few shots to kind of make your name in this deal and to try and do the best that you can. So the best thing that we can do is focus 100% on making this year great.
How do you get into shape for the new season? Because you got football, basketball, they have a certain way. What about you as a driver?
Yeah, I really like endurance sports, being able to be in the gym, be on a bicycle, running, kind of everything under the sun, anything athletic. I'm into a bunch of extreme sports and just really enjoy being able to be outside and kind of do something active. I really like being able to push your body over the limit and kind of take your mind to the next level and take your body to the level that your mind says that you can't perform anymore and push even harder through that. So trying to prove myself wrong, I guess, is something big that I really enjoy, and just the human brain and the human body from physical and mental side is definitely amazing. And the more that you learn about it, the cooler it is.
We're here with John Hunter Nemechek. He's getting ready for the new season of NASCAR. I know your dad was a driver as well. What are some of the things he told you about, you know, trying to get into racing and maybe this new season?
Yeah, Dad has been a huge influence on my career from the time that I was 2 weeks old. I was at the racetrack with him and got my first go-kart when I was three, started racing when I was five. So I've raced a lot since I was 5 years old, and being able to have him as a boss, a mentor, an advisor, and a dad all under one from the time that I started racing until recently, and still able to have him as a dad and being able to ask him for advice on certain scenarios and kind of pick his brain about certain situations or what we need to do to get better or what I need to do as a driver to get better. It definitely helps to have him still around and at the racetrack, and it's really neat to be able to have him here for my first Daytona 500. I mean, I grew up at the racetrack, being at the racetrack with him and being at almost every Daytona 500 that he's driven in as a son supporting his dad, and now the roles have kind of reversed, and now he's here as a dad supporting me. So it's something that we all put a lot of sacrifices in, my whole family, my mom included, and to try and get me to this point, and we're finally here. So we've got to make the most of it and capitalize on it.
Does he ever stop you and go like, look, I could still beat you out there. Don't worry. Does that happen?
Every once in a while. We're very competitive with everything we do, but we're able to race against each other still some in the NASCAR Truck Series and Xfinity Series. This year it'll just be in the Truck Series, but he will be running a truck here at Daytona along with myself for our NIMCO Motorsports team. So going to be a lot of fun.
How cool is that? You and your dad together, man. I mean, you think about, like, you know, father and son playing catch. That must be pretty awesome where your dad's still out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, really cool to be able to have him out here. I mean, the only way that I can really put it is if you're a dad and a son and you go out to the backyard to throw a baseball around. But imagine doing that at the top series in NASCAR and being able to compete against one another. It's really special for us as a family and as him as a dad and myself as a son. And being able to be a father-son duo out there, it's pretty special.
John, what does the Daytona International Speedway mean to you?
Daytona. There's a lot of history here. The Daytona 500 is a race that I remember as a kid for as long as I can remember, really, being able to come here and enjoy it and all the hype and emotion and just being able to survive the race. And, I mean, there's a lot of great guys that have won this race and a lot of great guys that will go down in history from winning the Daytona 500. So it would be amazing to be able to put my name in that history book with a lot of these great veterans.
What's it like tackling this track? Because I know it's unique. It's prestigious. It's historic, like you're saying. But what's the best way to take it on?
Yeah, you have to be there at the end. How you do that, whether you're leading or riding around until the end of the race to try and make a move, it's definitely tricky, tricky scenario. You don't want to put yourself in any bad situations to possibly get taken out and for yourself not to be there at the end of the race. So it's a long race, longer race than really I've ever been a part of. So the endurance side, staying mentally focused and knowing when to make correct decisions and when to not put yourself in bad decisions, I would say is probably the hardest thing late in the race, and trying to be mentally sharp, making sure that you're hydrated, your nutrition as well, and just making sure that everything is going your way.
What type of goals would you like to accomplish here in 2020?
Finish every race, run the most laps that I can, learn as much as I can, and gain as much experience. Obviously, we want to run well, and we want to build the organization and try and get better, myself as a driver included. But I feel like I have a pretty good team around me, and really look forward to working with them this year. And Seth Barber is the crew chief, and kind of get everything kicked off and see where it can take us. I feel like with the move from three cars to two cars with Front Row Motorsports is definitely going to impact our results and be able to have a stronger team and kind of be able to make the most out of what we need when we get to the racetrack every weekend.
All right, let's have some fun real quick. What was your first car that you owned in high school?
My first car that I owned was a Chevy Silverado pickup truck. Lifted it, did a bunch of stuff to it, put train horns on it. That was my deal. It was a lot of fun.
You love that truck, don't you?
Yeah. One of my buddies actually bought it from me not too long ago, so being able to still see it drive around and pass it all the time is pretty fun. But he did scare me with the train horn the other day, so I got to figure out how to get him back with that.
Oh, okay. I like that. All right, what do we drive day-to-day when we're not at the track?
Right now, a Ford Raptor, being able to make the move over from Chevy to Ford this past year is pretty cool, being able to be a part of the Front Row organization and being able to be underneath their banner. I feel like they're putting a lot of effort in with our team, so I'm looking forward to seeing the results that we can get.
Why pickup trucks? Why not like another sports car? I need to know.
I've always been a truck guy. Sports cars are cool and fun, but they can get you in trouble out on the road.
Do you ever do like the Batman where it's like, oh man, you should see my other car. It's pretty awesome. Do you do that?
No, not really. I'm not really a show off, I would say. I try to stay pretty humble and just like to have fun with friends.
I would not be. I would be telling everyone, my other car. That's it. All right, how fast can you go in this Front Row Motorsports vehicle?
I'd say over 200 miles an hour here at Daytona. It's going to be one heck of a ride, and looking forward to seeing how fast we can go.
How fast do you have to go where you're like, look, you need to be a professional to do this? 160, 180? When does it really start happening?
It doesn't really seem that fast until stuff starts happening around you. So as long as stuff isn't happening around you, you don't feel that sensation too bad. But once cars start spinning or you start spinning, you feel like you're going on a ride, and you almost feel like you're picking up speed as it goes.
John, was there a moment in your career, maybe in the Xfinity or Truck Series, when you're like, okay, I'm a professional driver. This is for real. This isn't a hobby. We're really doing this for a living.
Yeah, I don't know. I really haven't had one of those moments, I don't think. I mean, it's really cool to be able to be out here and be a professional race car driver and make a living doing it. But at the same time, I've grown up around it and have tried to stay humble and kind of know from growing up in it how cool it really actually is, and being able to kind of use your star power, your name, to be able to give back to the community and have fun with others and kind of make the most of it is pretty special.
What is your favorite racing movie that you've seen 100 billion times?
Days of Thunder. Come on now.
Okay, what about Days of Thunder? Do you love it so much?
I think it was one of the first racing movies I saw as a kid, and I can't tell you how many times I watched it on the plane going to different races with Dad, and it's just something that I've watched for a long time, and most of what they say in that movie, from saving your tires to the end, and a lot of different variables in that in the movie are actually pretty true. So it's pretty cool to be able to see that and being able to experience that now as a driver.
What about Ricky Bobby, Talladega Nights? Do you like that movie?
It was funny, but I wouldn't say it was the greatest racing movie ever.
I just saw Ford vs. Ferrari. Did you see that one?
I have. That was actually a really good movie as well.
Yeah, I liked it. I didn't love it, but I'm happy that Ford wins at the end. I know you do as well. We're here with John Hunter Niemicek. He's number 38. You got to check out his car, Sid Card Ford, Front Row Motorsports. John, thank you so much for coming on, and good luck on the new season with NASCAR. All right, man?
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate you for having me.